Hello all, this is Michelle Masurgeon and my guest today is Christian Garamone with the Albany chapter of the Party for Socialism and Liberation. Welcome, Christian.
Thank you so much for allotting me this time this morning.
A lot of housing advocates have been pushing to cancel the rent since mid-March as folks have lost their jobs and businesses started shutting down during the pandemic. And the federal government and most states responded by implementing temporary eviction moratoriums only for non-rent payment. So why are these temporary eviction moratoriums not sufficient to keep housing stable for people?
Right. So the issue with the rent moratoriums is, or the eviction moratoriums, is that as soon as they lift the moratorium, all back rent's going to be owed. So all these people who are living in precarity, who are unemployed right now due to the pandemic, all of their rent's going to come due as soon as they lift this. It's a temporary measure, and all it does is keep people housed in for uncertain terms. In New York, for example, likely till the middle of June, maybe August, depending if they can argue that their lack of income is related to the pandemic. But so if we cancel the rents, all these people, the back rents go away. They will be able to start paying as soon as they start getting income again. They won't owe all this back rent.
So talk about what's going to be happening on Saturday, May 30th. What's the message of this protest?
Gotcha. So on Saturday, May 30th, we are going to be meeting at the Albany High School parking lot at noon. We're part of a nationwide protest calling for a national cancellation of all rents, mortgages for homeowners, small landlords, and small businesses for the duration of the pandemic. So we're going to be holding a small rally, observing all social distancing and PPE requirements in the parking lot, and then we're going to having a car caravan where we drive through working class neighborhoods in Albany, rallying support and organizing the people to demand better and to demand that they are stably housed for the duration of the pandemic.
What's the message? What are you trying to tell the federal government? What would you like them to do?
We would like them to cancel the rents. We would like them to take the side of the people, to put people over profits, and to make sure that this pandemic doesn't just come back to life as soon as these eviction moratoriums are up, leading to widespread houselessness. We want people to remain housed. We want people to be able to continue living with dignity.
So are you asking the federal government to continue with stimulus payments and preserve the expanded unemployment benefit?
Yes, we are asking the federal government to continue with the stimulus, to continue with the expanded unemployment benefits. The pandemic is still, we're still in the middle of it. 37 million people have lost their jobs since March. We're in the worst depression since the 1930s, and it's only getting worse. We demand that the government continue and increase the benefits that they're giving. We demand that they cancel the rent, which is something that they have not done yet, and they need to do.
So if they don't do that and folks get evicted, where are they going?
Right. They have nowhere to go. The only option for people, if they are made houseless by this pandemic and they're all evicted once the moratorium's up, is to go to DSS. And DSS is already overloaded with cases. They are placing people in shelters, and shelters are not conducive to protecting people in the midst of a pandemic. People can't socially distance in shelters, and it's just not how this should go. And particularly in the Albany area, the crisis is hitting hard. Over 60% of Albany residents are renters, nearly double the national average. 45% of Albany renters spend over 35% of their income on the rent. The median rent in Albany is $896 per month, which requires a household income of $36,000 to be affordable. However, the median income for Albany renters is only $29,000. Albany residents are at a constant risk of homelessness in ordinary time. This pandemic is going to push thousands of people over the edge and into houselessness. So that's why we're seeking to organize, to come together and demand that the federal government and the state government protect the people, put the people first, and cancel the rent.
What about undocumented and the homeless?
Right.
Because I also understand that Republicans have vowed not to redo the extra unemployment money when it comes up again for a vote in July. And a lot of states are running out of funding, you know, to make up their share of, you know, all these lost funding. So, I mean, is DSS going to have enough money? You know, how are these undocumented and homeless people going to make
it? Right. So we're demanding that all undocumented people are given full access, full rights. The dichotomy between undocumented and citizen is an evil one, and it's pernicious and one that needs to be done away with. Homeless people and homeless undocumented people need to be placed in vacant housing units and vacant hotel rooms for the duration of this pandemic. The government has the ability to seize these properties, to make use of vacant housing units, and they need to do that. People should not be houseless at any time, let alone during the midst of a pandemic where it is even more dangerous to be houseless.
So the federal government over the last 20 years has been decreasing funding for even public housing, and public housing right now is really old and needs funding just to keep itself in shape. What do you think is going to happen down the road?
For sure. No, that's definitely been the trend. What we're trying to do is organize to stop that trend, right? We're trying to develop class consciousness in, amongst the people, to organize and demand more, to demand that the federal government and state governments put money into housing, put money into public housing, and that we actually house all the people. The working class is the essential class. We are the class that keeps the country moving. Since the start of the pandemic, the federal government has pumped at least $5 trillion into big banks and large corporations. So the money is there. The government can invest this money. They have not been made to. They are beholden to the ruling class. What we need to do is organize, come together and unite and make sure that they are beholden to us, that the government serves us as the people, and that they have the ability to provide shelter for all of us.
So are you looking to say that housing is a right and to kind of decommodify housing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's one of our core beliefs, is that commodification of housing is a heinous, it's a crime. It's immoral, and that we need to be housing everyone, and that the government has the ability to do that, and they are choosing not to because they align themselves with the capitalists who make money off of our need for housing. They exploit our every need, and we seek to put an end to that.
So we're going to have to wrap it up here. Do you have anything else you would like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. So this economic crisis has revealed that behind the facade of democracy, the United States is a dictatorship of the capitalist class. The contradictions of capitalism are becoming more apparent as we head into our third month of quarantine. The essential workers in Albany, are those whose backs the ruling class stomps on, are still at work, keeping the city alive while capital sits and reaps the benefits. This, however, is not good enough. Cuomo and the Albany lawmakers have gotten their orders. They are putting plans in place to reopen the entire economy. The populations who are dying from this pandemic, the populations who are going to continue dying at even greater rates if the ruling class gets its way, are the same populations whose lives have consistently and constantly been sacrificed to grease the wheels of U.S. capitalism as imperialism, Black and Indigenous people. As soon as the numbers came out about who were dying in this pandemic, the governments have rapidly increased the rate at which they seek to reopen the economy. That's why we are demanding that the government put the people first, that the government cares about, that we as a working class come together to protect our Black and Indigenous brothers and sisters, and that we as a working class demand that they cancel the rents and ensure that we can stay safe.
Christian, where can folks get more information?
So if people are looking for more information, they can go to canceltherents.org. That's R-E-N-T-S.org. Or they can view our party's website at pslweb.org.
And the information for the car caravan protest on Saturday, May 30th will be on that website?
Yes, that'll be on cancelthereents.org.
Okay, very good. Well, Christian, I thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate it.
And this is Michelle Masurgin for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.